I'm about to accuse Kate Langbrook of something. Now, about 10 weeks out from the end of last year, I made a commitment to our audience that I was going to lose 10 kilos. I was going to lose a kilo a week, I think, for 10 weeks or something like that. And people jumped on board.
Yeah.
And it was a journey that it led
nowhere.
What
do you mean people jumped on board?
No, they had their own commitments. We wrote some of them down. I can't remember them now. But people were committing to their own journey, yes, their own weight loss journey.
Yes.
But the end of those 10 weeks, I'd actually put on a kilo. So I hadn't lost weight. I'd gained weight. And you know why?
You're taking it on for other people.
You know why I gained weight? Because I'm not doing what every other celebrity is doing.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is taking drugs specifically to lose weight. They are there's injections. I don't know what the injections are, but they're injecting themselves with things, and they're losing weight. And then everyone goes, "Look at you! You're a hero. Or you've got such self control. You're running. You're not eating." But no, they're doing none of that. They are
apparently
eating.
Apparently, the
not
Kardashians
running.
Are on it.
What is it?
Ozempic. Is
what
are
you
what
on? What are you on, Kate? You've lost weight. What are you on? To be honest,
do you know, like an idiot, like an absolute fool, I'm grinding it out at boot camp.
Yeah, but you're also on drugs. What do you want?
I'd love to be on drugs. I'm not on drugs.
Don't lie to the audience.
I'm not on drugs. People and also, struggling. I haven't had gastric banding or whatever the other secret is that people are doing.
You must have had something banded. What have they tied up there?
Because
you've lost
like
weight.
I'm so... Look.
Oh, you look good.
You look good. There's something going on in there.
No, that's not that good.
Ask anyone
who saw me in my togs on holidays. But I'm happy with it. I'm not happy with it.
I'm just
like not taking shortcuts.
I put it to you, you cannot lose weight without taking drugs.
But I dream of a shortcut.
Hang on.
Well, okay, so I knew someone.
Who?
Middle of last year.
Celebrity?
No, I can't name
a celebrity? Yes, a celebrity, obviously.
Someone close to me.
Someone we all know.
Who had... who was taking it. It was the first time I heard about it. It was around like July last year.
So you're full time on the project these days. So is it Waleed? Who is it?
Steve Price.
It's no one from that show. Anyway, and then when they told me about it, because I was having dinner with them and they were like, I don't have any. No, it was the year before last. They said, I don't have any appetite. Now, this person's a big eater. And I was like, what do you mean you don't have any appetite? When I'm on this drug. I got it from the doctor. It's a trial drug and you inject yourself once a week and it's actually diabetes medication. I'm like, have you got diabetes? They went, no, but I've got 10 kg I want to lose.
How much weight did they lose? Did you follow their journey?
They have lost 10 kilos or around 10 kilos.
Wow.
And not only that, they've kept it off. But the problem with this drug is, which was a new drug, is that it was designed for diabetics because I think it does something to increase your insulin response in the pancreas. And insulin breaks down sugar, blah, 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 or fat or bile. I don't know, something. I'm not a doctor.
Not since the
plandemic finished.
So?
But people are doing it so much around the world and in Australia that diabetics actually can't get the drug.
So diabetics who obviously need whatever this drug is to regulate their insulin can't get it because celebrities are using it to look good on TikTok.
For the weight loss benefits. And in fact, I think more people would want to use it for that.